Drasha for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah 16b says that any year that we don't blow the shofar in the beginning, then things go bad towards the end of the year. Tosfos there explains that this is not referring to when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos and we don't blow the shofar, but rather when some other accident happened that prevented us from blowing the shofar. The Neshech Chochma asks the following question. Obviously, if an accident happens and we can't blow the shofar, not because we were derelict, but because of circumstances beyond our control, then why should we be held responsible for that, and why should things go bad at the end of the year? It's obvious that it's not that we are being held responsible for not blowing the shofar, but in order to sweeten our judgment and to confuse the Satan, we need the tool of the shofar to achieve that. And even if an accident happens and prevents us from blowing the shofar, we don't have that positive, preventative measure against the judgment in our stead, and therefore it makes no difference whether it's accidental or not. We don't have that that benefit of blowing the shofar, and therefore the year turns out to be not a good year. Similarly, he says, if someone has to take medicine and the medicine will have a good effect, but by accident he's not able to take it, the fact that it's an accident will not give him the effect of that as if he'd taken the medicine. Onus lav kimanda ovid. Not doing something because of accident is not as if you did it. You can't be blamed for not doing it, but you don't have the benefit of doing it either. So if that's the case, then why, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos and we also don't blow the shofar, even though we're not to blame, but we're missing that benefit of the shofar, why doesn't that have an adverse effect on the year? So the Meshech Chochma says that the whole concept of shofar, which reminds us of Akedas Yitzchak, is to show that the Jewish people have the power to give up everything, everything they have and everything they are, in order to sanctify God's name, just like Avraham and Yitzchak were ready to give up everything to sanctify God's name. And therefore, when we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, we're making the same statement. Even though the shofar is to our benefit, it comes to lighten, lessen, sweeten our judgment, and to confuse the Satan, we're willing not to blow shofar on Shabbos in order not to desecrate the Shabbos or come to even possibly desecrating the Shabbos, which is honor of God. So we're willing to give up that which is good for us for the honor of God. So by not blowing shofar on Shabbos, we are making the same statement that blowing the shofar normally makes. I was thinking perhaps a little bit differently. What is the idea of blowing shofar? One idea in blowing shofar is coronating God and accepting Him as King over the whole world. When we keep Shabbos, we make the same statement. Shabbos says that it's not my world, it's God's world, and He can dictate what I use in this world and when I use it. So by being careful with Shabbos and not wanting to even come to desecrating the Shabbos by accident, by blowing shofar and perhaps coming to carry the shofar by mistake, I'm making that same statement that God is the King of the world. The shofar also reminds me of the bris, the covenant that we have with God. Blowing the shofar reminds us of that covenant. Keeping Shabbos is also a covenant with God. O.C. Beinu Vein B'nei Yisrael, Bris Olam. It's a covenant forever. And therefore, by keeping the Shabbos, by being afraid to desecrate the Shabbos, by blowing the shofar, we make the same statement of our covenant with God. Also, the shofar is there to arouse us to be aware that we are in judgment, and that what we do is significant, and that if we do the wrong things, we will be punished for it. And not blowing the shofar on Shabbos also recognizes that idea that if one were to desecrate the Shabbos, even by accident, even by mistake, the consequences would be grave. So by not blowing the shofar, in order to be very careful with our keeping of Shabbos, we remind ourselves of the idea of reward and punishment and the consequences of our actions. And lastly, the idea of the shofar is to remind us of the giving of the Torah, to remind us of Moshe Rabbeinu's role in the giving of the Torah, to believe in the Chachamim, to believe in the Torah, and by not blowing shofar on Shabbos, we show our faith in the rabbis who commanded us not to blow the shofar on Shabbos, even though the Torah said that it's permissible to blow the shofar on Shabbos, but we listen to the rabbis and obey them, and we believe in the Torah that gave that power to the rabbis. So by not blowing shofar, we also reiterate our belief in the Torah and in the power of our sages, which therefore, by not blowing the shofar on Shabbos, we basically make the same statements that the blowing of the shofar normally makes. Hence, we have the benefit, as if we blew the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, unlike where we don't blow the shofar on a regular weekday because of some accident, circumstances beyond our control. Wish everyone a ksiva, the chasima tova, a good, happy, healthy year for yourselves, your families, for all of Klal Yisrael. May we see tichle shana v'kiloseha, may the old year with all of its curses, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, come to an end, and tochel shana birchoseha, may the new year start with many, many blessings, and hopefully this will be the ultimate blessed year with the coming of Mashiach soon in our times.